Meditation on Kuan Yin. So find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move a little to the left and right until your spine is straight, and really lengthen your spine as if a string is pulling up your spine. Make it long so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. And if you're sitting on a chair, make sure your feet are right under your knees. And just check where your hands are. You can keep them on your knees. You can also put them in meditation posture with your right hand on top of the left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And if you sit like this, make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. And also you make your arms, your shoulders wide, as if you wear wings, if you have wings. And then just take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply and breathe out deeply. And do this a few times. And with each out breath, you arrive more and more into this room, into this body, but specifically into this moment. You don't have to be anywhere else. You don't have to think about anything else. Just be here now. Person, sitting, with its own mind, own body. Go with your attention to your heart, heart chakra. See if you can feel your heart beating. As we were so lucky to have woken up again this morning into this beautiful day. And we don't know if we will wake up tomorrow. So let's make the most out of this beautiful day by setting a motivation, a right intention for this day. Check if your body is completely calm and relaxed. If there is still some tension, try to calm it, try to relax it. And even if your body is calm and relaxed, you stay alert from your mind. Your mind stays alert, focused on the meditation. We do a short sweeping through the body. You focus on your face. Become aware of the sensations in your face. The five senses. Focus on your crown chakra. And your spine. Stomach and belly. Lower body, hands and fingers, feel the warmth in your hands, the energy in your hands. think of all the wonderful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and also teachers like the Dalai Lama, and inspire us on our path, our own spiritual Buddhist path. We can take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sangye chirang tsoki chok nam la jang chu badu da gni kyap su chi da gi jin so gi pe su nam ki dro la pen sir sangye dru pa shok. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Even feel that more, we generate bodhicitta by thinking about the four immeasurable thoughts. Take a short pause in between to really try to feel it in your heart. And the first is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Here you're trying to wish all beings well. Doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. You try to wish them well so that their minds can be peaceful and joyful. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Think about all the suffering in this world. And generate the heart of compassion that wants all beings to be free from suffering. And it doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Just to be free of suffering and its causes. And if you can, it's also good to think of the people that have hurt us or that do horrible things. And try to wish them well in this way, because to see that it is due to the suffering, to their suffering, that they do these awful things. As if their hearts would be peaceful, if their hearts would be joyful, how could you ever, you know, do these things to others? May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. And here we cultivate joy and rejoice in others' good qualities and goodness. And we wish that other beings keep on developing themselves. Keep on growing. also rejoicing in other people's good qualities helps us to get rid of jealousy. It's like the antidote to jealousy. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity. And equanimity helps us to open our hearts in an equal way to everybody, without prejudice, without bias, without being attached to some people and holding them close, and also without having an aversion to others and keeping them distant. Because we really see that all sentient beings want exactly the same as we do, simply being happy and not suffer. So try to wish everybody well equally. From this heart of compassion, we think of all the wonderful qualities of Kuan Yin and think of what it would be like if we would have developed those within ourselves, within our own mind. This deep, true compassion, but also infinite patience, infinite and deep wisdom, and always having the strength and the power to help everyone in need, always knowing the exact right thing to do in any given situation, with compassion, with wisdom, with the power behind them. Would it be like if your mind would always be clear, unobstructed? What would it be like if your body would always be healed? And both mind and body would be in unity? And all these beautiful qualities we'll visualize in the form of Kuan Yin in front of us. But you start by visualizing a gorgeous blue sky, clear, gorgeous blue sky. Think of your favorite color blue. Fill the sky with it. And you are sitting in the center of it. And then in front of you, suddenly the beautiful standing Kuan Yin appears. Standing gorgeous clouds in the sky. These clouds can have different colors, don't have to be blue. And Kuan Yin's body radiates rays of pure light, sparkling light. She wears an elegant white robe that does not touch her body directly, but gently floats around it. And when you visualize her in front of you, make sure it's not a static image. She's very much alive, three-dimensional, maybe like a hologram. And you see that the beautiful scarves that also hold her robe, made of the most beautiful fabrics. And these scarves slowly move through the wind, just like her robe. If you look at her face, you see that she's very youthful, very beautiful. She's got a sparkling, loving, peaceful gaze, full of compassion. You look in her eyes, those gorgeous, compassionate eyes. And her gaze is directed at you and at the same time at every other living being. You can even visualize all living beings behind you, here in front of Kuan Yin. And each feature represents Kuan Yin's all-seeing mind. She's got beautiful, long, shiny hair. She wears it under a white open scarf in hair knots on top of her head, and also in loose strands along her neck and shoulders. She wears a beautifully decorated golden crown with a sparkling and luminous red jewel in it that actually represents Amitabha Buddha. You can also visualize red Amitabha Buddha in the jewel, in her crown. She wears golden necklaces, golden bracelets. And in her right hand, that is stretched out, she holds a small water flask containing purified water, like a divine life nectar, full of wisdom and compassion, longevity. And in her left hand, she holds a willow branch that she dips in the nectar of the flask and then sprinkles it onto you and all other living creatures around you. And try to really visualize and feel how this divine nectar drops rain down on your skin. Be aware of how it feels and of how it purifies both your body and your mind. I really feel that Kuan Yin in front of you is free from prejudice, free of critical thoughts, simply accepts you as you are right now. And she looks at you with her beautiful eyes, and her heart fills up with love and compassion for you and all the sentient beings behind you. And then from her heart, a strong, big, purifying ray of light appears, as clear as crystal, sparkling. And when in a moment we recite Kuan Yin's mantra, you visualize that a large beam of light slowly comes to your crown chakra and enters your body through this crown, purifying your body, because this light, bright light, immediately lights up your body inside, as if you were switching on the light button inside of your body. And while reciting the mantra, you see that Kuan Yin's light flows through your face, neck, shoulders, chest, and further down, until your entire body is filled with this radiant, purifying light that cleanses all negative thoughts, all negative emotions or negative karma, all impurities, all diseases of your body, and also of your speech and your mind. So really try to feel and visualize this. We'll recite Kuan Yin's mantra, Namo Guan Shi Yin Pusa. 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 Namo Guan Xi 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 Yin Pusa. We take the mantra inside. We'll continue to recite it. Focus on these beautiful drops of nectar and Kuan Yin's light from her heart through your crown, pushing away all negativities. You can even visualize them flowing into the earth from your bottom. And really try to visualize that with each mantra, your body becomes lighter and lighter. Like a light has switched on that becomes stronger and stronger. With each mantra, while she is still standing strong in front of you, on these beautiful clouds, looking at you. Really try to feel and visualize that your body is just a shell of white light, sparkling light. And remember all sentient beings behind you, your loved ones, loved animals right behind you, then those you do not know well or not so well behind that, and stretches all the way down to the people you do not like, your enemies. So also give them a space behind you, in between all sentient beings, sitting here in front of Guan Yin, still strongly there in the clouds, with her gorgeous robes and scarves floating in the wind, and then again she dips the willow branch into this divine nectar, sprinkles the nectar not only onto you, but all the sentient beings behind you. And when we recite her mantra once more, you now visualize that from Kuan Yin's heart, the sparkling purified light goes into many beams, to the crown chakras of all sentient beings, flowing into their bodies, cleansing it, purifying it. So really again, try to feel and visualize this when we recite her mantra once more. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa, 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 Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. 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 It's like the whole space is filled up with this bright light, Kuan Yin's bright light, blissful light. It's not only purified your body and mind, but those of all other sentient beings as well. There's simply no space anymore for negativities. Your body and mind feel as clear as crystal, feels divine, gives a blissful feeling. Maybe try to hold this for a moment. You go back to Kuan Yin in front of you, standing in these multicolored clouds. You see that her body is becoming smaller and smaller, and even smaller, and that she dissolves in a small ball of sparkling white light, containing the essence of all her amazing qualities. And you see that a small ball of bright light slowly comes to the top of your head. And really try to feel it, how it slowly enters your body through your crown. Once inside, it immediately lights up your face with this radiant light. And slowly flows down, passing your eyes, nose, mouth, chin, throat chakra, your chest, and it finally absorbs into your heart. Feel the warmth of it, this light in your heart. Where it radiates out to all other parts of your body until each cell of your body is filled with this light. And the actions of your own body, speech and mind have become inseparable from Kuan Yin's compassionate body, speech and mind. It gives a spacious feeling, a blissful feeling. All your misconceptions have disappeared. And you feel your heart filling up with the qualities of infinite compassion, generosity, limitless patience, deep wisdom, and so on. Try to keep this light of Kuan Yin in your heart with you all day long. And from this compassionate heart, we end with a dedication where we dedicate the merit that we generated through this meditation. You can dedicate it to a particular cause or in general to the welfare of all sentient beings, including yourself. So now do a personal dedication and it will end with a dedication prayer. Kewa di nyu du da glamma sangye druku nye drowa chikung malupa kyuki salagupar shok. Jangchup Sancho Grimpoche, Makepa Nam Yeguji, Kepa Nyampa Mepa Jang, Gunne Gundu Pelba Shok. To the merits of this virtuous meditation, may I quickly attain the enlightened state of Kuan Yin and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. Just come slowly out of meditation. Maybe by first moving your body a little. Stretching your arms, stretching your neck, and then when you're ready, slowly open your eyes again.